Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge.
Hi, Tam. You're in your Big Bear house?
I am. We're getting it all ready. It's about 95% done. I was hoping to walk in and everything would be done, but we got a few things like missing cabinet, some painting that needs to be done, just stupid shit. So we have furniture being delivered. And
but I have to say, like, it was almost orgasmic seeing how good your kitchen remodel was already. Like, that was so fulfilling to watch.
Oh, I'm going to do a whole, like, story about the whole house, because this house was so dated. Like, I've knocked walls out. I'm a pro at stripping wallpaper. And today, you know what I've done so far today?
What?
They left everything. We've been slowly getting rid of all their furniture. New furniture is coming in this week. The pool table they left was oak.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Are you staining it?
Nope, I just painted it matte black.
Oh!
Yep, so I did that today myself, and then I have to put a second coat on it, and then I have some doors that I'm painting black and the pool table room, and just it's just so much to do.
You're so handy, though. Like, that, that's got to feel good to...
I love doing that stuff. I literally can start a project, and, like, in the morning, and 10 o'clock at night, I'll be like, oh shit, I haven't eaten today.
Well, I know when you're in Big Bear because you're not on the text as much. Like,
because I'm working my ass off.
We always know when either I'm at a horse show or you're in Big Bear because our texts are much less. I'm like, oh, she must be in Big Bear because she has.
I can't wait till it's done so I can just come here and enjoy. So Ryan and Ava come out on Thursday. My mom, I'm not sure she's supposed to. And, Sophia's at home right now. I'm going to go home tomorrow, come back on Thursday, bring her and the cat. Can't wait for that drive.
Oh, God.
I'm like, can we just give this cat Xanax? She's like, I will not give my cat any kind of drug like that. And I go, cats hate cars. And it
No,
meows.
I was going to say, is it going to meow? What if it, does that have to be in a little like carrier or can it be?
Yes, we put it in a carrier. Sometimes she has to take it out, put it on her lap to calm it down. I've tried those things that go like collars that with pheromones in it. So Terry DeRoe told me, like, call your vet. They can give the cat something to just calm it down. And I'm like, just give it Benadryl like I used to do you, Sophia, when I put you on the plane. It's like, I will not be drugging my cat. That is so horrible.
Oh my gosh, the cat life. Well, I have a friend that every time our running joke is she has this cat, and one time she took it to the vet during COVID and she didn't have it in like the carrier thing when she walked into the vet, and then they were like, we can't see the cat, and she had rage. So now anytime something bad happens for any of us and we go a little bit crazy, we're like, I was cat carrier mad. I was cat
carrier mad. Yeah, it's that's funny. Yeah, we got the cat carrier. We're going to drive it up here. Eddie has to take the dog. Actually, he's staying up this week because like the shower doors are being installed and furniture is being delivered. And then the fun thing is we have to come home Christmas Day because Spencer has to work. I hope not. Spencer's got to work. So he can't come up here with everybody. So we're going to go home Christmas Day, and then I'm going to cook a meal, and we can open up presents there.
No, that's perfect. That'll be fun.
Yeah, but no snow. It's been kind of warm. Yesterday we got here, it was like 56 degrees.
Mm. Well,
2 weeks ago, it was 39.
I know. Well,
but it's dropping. It's dropping the clouds.
I think I was like, I think it's going to get colder because it's supposed to rain in LA all week. Which is always, here's the thing. This is what I don't understand about kids. And I hear a lot of you guys, you're probably listening. You probably have young kids too. They pretend that they want to be chill. Like they're like, mom, don't sign us up for any camps or do anything during this holiday break. We want to just chill. And I'm like, okay, because these are the days I have to work. They're like, we're fine. Cruz comes in this morning at 6:30 a.m. And he's like, mom, I am so bored. What are we doing today? I'm like, 6:30 in the freaking morning.
Bring him over here. You know what I was doing at 6:30 in the morning? I was painting a door.
You know, I was like, you
can come help me.
You're a lot. I'm like, that's actually going to be my new threat. Instead of like, do you need to take a nap? I'm going to be like, do you want me to send you to Tamara's to work?
Yeah. But we did. Eddie just put together the Pac-Man machine. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's pretty good. It's been a pretty eventful morning over here. I don't want to bring down anything, but I know a lot of people have had some questions about my updates since my immunotherapy stuff that I was on for 6 weeks. I know Tam already knows this because we've been texting and you've been such a great support to me. So,
well, somebody that's gone through it, not as bad as you, it's scary and it's not fun having those surgeries.
Well, I feel really lucky that I can text my doctor because it's just like one of those things. Like when you can, but this morning I text because I was like, all right, I had my last wide excision surgery on last Monday. Why haven't I heard anything, you know? And so I text him this morning. I'm like, I was on the treadmill, like in a great mood, running. I'm like, I am.
Wait,
rushing.
Do you have stitches? Do you have stitches right now?
Yeah.
And you're running and sweating with them.
Well, I don't really sweat. I don't like, even in hot yoga, I can barely sweat. I like
I'm like that too.
I don't know why.
Just be careful.
Yeah, but he said I could.
Infected.
Okay. But I said, do we have the results back yet? And he said, can I call you? And I was like, that is like as bad as when people text you and they're like, do you have a minute? Like, I hate those kind of texts. So I was like, I called him. I'm like, hi, what's up? And he's like, well, and I don't want to bring this down, you guys. We will get right into Real Housewives New York Legacy, but I really am just sharing because, you know, I get it all out there and then I don't have to continue talking about it. I'm one of those people, once I say it, I just want to kind of move on from it. But my immunotherapy that I did for 6 weeks or however freaking long it was pretty terrible. It did not work. You know, I have two different options to go from here. I really thought the medication was working because it did such a number on me. I was like, this shit better have worked because I feel shitty. Yeah. I, you know, like lost weight. I lost my appetite. I felt yucky. I didn't have any energy. And then now that I'm off the medication, I feel so much better. I was like, you know what, Ed, this worked. Like I can feel it. So now I don't trust my instincts because I was like, I can feel that I'm going to be better.
Well, there's nothing wrong with having positive thoughts going through something like this.
But I was wrong. It's still there. And I had two options. I can either have the skin graft surgery, which is where they go in and they take a big portion of my abdomen and put it onto my arm. And it's essentially like 6 weeks of having to do pretty much nothing because you don't, like, a skin graft can get super infected. And he was like, Teddy, just knowing
it's kind of the last result to do a skin graft. I mean, it's such a big surgery that try to do whatever you can until you go that route, it sounds like.
So I said, okay, well, what's the other option? And he was like, listen, I know it's daunting for you and you don't like going under anesthesia and you don't want to do it like repeatedly. Because the last couple little excisions I've done in his office, but this one is so big that he's like, okay, no, you're going to have to go into the hospital and I'll come in this time with a plastic surgeon. And I'm like, why do I need a plastic surgeon? I don't care about the scars. And he's like, no, I have another, you know, cancer doctor and the plastic surgeon, because we just want to try and dig as much out as we possibly can, do another surgery. Yeah. I'm doing it the day after Christmas.
Really? I'm surprised he's working.
Well, the fact that he wanted to book it so quickly, he was asking me what my availability was this week. And I was like,
today. Can we get in today? That's always scary.
I was like, I actually would prefer to do right after. Like, I want to not feel yucky during Christmas.
For Christmas. And your dad's going to be in town, right?
Yeah, my dad's going to be in town, which actually works all right. I just talked to him and he's like, I'll take the kids with me, because he stays at this like fun hotel. He's like, I'll take the kids with me on the 26th. You can go in. Edwin can go with you. Like, don't worry about it. Yeah. So that's it. That's the update. Yes, it's annoying, but, you know, there are worse things. And I'm just grateful that I have really good doctors and really good friends. And you, Tam.
Did you have big plans for New Year's Eve?
No.
I never do.
No.
I haven't in years.
I had enough big plans at the 80s prom party that I need for the rest of my life. Like that night.
I thought you were supposed to wear a prom dress.
I did wear a prom dress.
That was a hooker. Prom dresses had big puffy sleeves. And
no, mine went up like this. Here's the thing. Everybody did their own take on it. Like one person came and she was like super formal 80s prom with like the big pearl. Like there was so many different looks, but it was karaoke. It was raging. Then we even went to a club afterwards. Do you know how long been since I've gone to a club? Like
that sounds like a gigantic hangover.
Well, luckily yesterday, the hangover hadn't even hit me yet because it was like, probably I was still drunk if I'm being honest. but today I'm feeling a little peaked.
Well, you know what I've been doing at holiday parties?
Not drinking. I know.
Not drinking.
But I have to say, it was kind of, me and Edwin like had fun. Like we did all the things.
Yeah. Once in a while, that's fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Once in a while, but now I feel like that counts as New Year's Eve. And now I can just have fun with the kids, do like we're going to light shows, doing all that kind of stuff. We'll have snow here. And that's pretty much it. I saw Mean Girls last night. You guys got to go see it when it comes out in January.
Oh, you did?
Yes. My name is Regina George. It's the best musical.
I want to see Willy Wonka too.
Oh, yeah. Is that out yet or on Christmas
Day? Sophia went with her girlfriends two nights ago. She said it was really good.
Okay.
So, well, I want to go see that.
Before that, we needed to watch Real Housewives of New York Legacy. And
it was kind of like watching Willy Wonka.
It really was.
And,
okay,
and
I
Mean
can
Girls.
Say this.
And Mean Girls.
Well, I have my Mean Girls sweatshirt on right now, my Mean Girls swag. I was like, what can I wear where I don't have to put a bra on? And you have your BravoCon swag.
BravoCon. I have limited wardrobe here in Big Bear. It's a lot of sweats, hoodies, flannels, and beanies.
Yeah.
So that's my look.
Well, I'm at my house where I have tons of options, but didn't want to wear any of them. Just wanted to be cozy and not wear a bra.
Now we are staying. Well, we're going to come back for New Year's Eve and we have some friends that are coming to stay with us. What do you think I should wear for New Year's Eve? I don't even know where we're going.
Is it out? Or in? Are you guys going to like do an in-house New Year's Eve? Or are you going to go out in Big Bear?
Probably like we might go out, but maybe like to a nice dinner or something like that. There's a restaurant, nice restaurant on the lake. well, that we went to.
I can tell you this. Time. My nanny, her name's Ryan. She was like, hey, I have a question. Do you have, I'm going to a party. This was before the weekend. She's like, I'm going to a party and I'm supposed to wear a ski fit. And I'm like,
what?
Excuse me? I don't know what this means. And she's like, it's on a rooftop. It's a ski fit. And I'm like, I'm 42 years old. I don't know what this lingo means. Can we? And she like showed.
What's a ski fit?
Ski fit means like it's like puffy, like puffy jacket, but like hot dress underneath and like cute boots, like fuzzy boots. So she's like, do you have any clothes that me and my roommate
can borrow? So I need a ski fit.
You need a ski fit.
Well, it's not happening.
Listen. Our generation is definitely showing because we didn't know what ski fit meant. But here's the thing. This is what I'm here to tell you, Tam. I had the appropriate clothing for her to have a ski fit.
You did?
I did.
What was it? Tell me what it is.
It was really cute. It was like a bright blue puffer. And then I had like this like kind of leather onesie type thing. And then these furry boots that kind of match the puffer. And she sent me pictures and I was like,
you have blue furry boots?
I do. Only because the last time I went skiing with Kyle, I'm such a bad skier that I was in.
You want to look good.
No,
you just want to look good.
No, what? That I had to quit skiing before everybody else because they started going down hills that were too big, and my boots were locked into a locker, and so I was waiting down at the bottom like a prey ski where like everyone has a beverage or hangs out or does whatever. So I was down at the ski lodge and I turned in my skis and I had no shoes because I had a shared locker with everybody else and nobody was checking their phones. So the only shoes that I could purchase in this particular area were these bright blue.
Furry? Are they furry?
I mean, it's not real fur.
Well, clearly.
As Kristen Takeman said, you
because
cannot
because that would
wear...
be expensive and you wouldn't pay that.
Right. But it was cute. Anywho, getting on to the show.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Now, first thing I want to say is Kristen's first quote that she said to all the ladies. The show doesn't exist anymore. Get a new job, ladies.
I know.
Okay. I never watched Kristen on Real Housewives of New York, so I have nothing to base this on except what I'm currently watching. And I kind of appreciate it because I'm like able to just like watch them all as is. I did watch Scary Island like Dorinda did. So I at least know a little backstory on Kelly Ben Simone before my interview I did with her, which you guys should go back and listen to, because now I wish I could have asked her more questions because
you know more.
She said in 2 T's in a pod don't seem to 100% add up now.
Like what? Do you remember?
No, she just kind of put all the, like, anything that she said was like kind of on everybody else. And it seems, as I'm watching back, like she was stirring it a pretty good amount herself.
Yeah, for sure. But Dorinda's still holding on to the fact that she was on pause.
Yeah. Dorinda, Kelly, Kristen, Luann, Ramona, and Sonia are heading to St. Bart's. Sonia wants to make sure that Kelly feels comfortable so she doesn't go off the deep end. Kelly's in a different place than she was when she started on Real Housewives of New York, and Kristen is now living in LA. If you were Kristen and Kelly, what would be your plan for entering this trip with 4 of the other women?
Going in balls to the wall.
Yeah, which
you know me.
Yeah. Balls to the wall. And I got
balls
say,
to the wall. I mean, I know Kristen. I've spent some time with her. She's just so sweet. She's just the sweetest, kindest, just lovely. Kelly, I don't know that well. I met her at BravoCon and that was just super brief. But Kelly, she's a shitster.
I think that Kelly also has, and I mean, she says a little bit of this to Dorinda, but she's has this air about her and things that she says, which I have got to say, this first, I end up loving Legacy once we got to the second and the third episode, but the first episode, the egos were coming in hot and I wasn't loving it. Like, I was like, why?
Well, New York is known for that. New York girls have big egos,
but like,
they really do.
They all wanted to like put each other in this like pecking order and their place. And I agreed with Kristen in the fact that like, we all got this phone call, but I also need to know what golden juice Luann is drinking to still look this good. I mean, she looks incredible.
I know.
I don't get it.
I know. And it's not like she's pumped up with filler and all that stuff. She just looks good. She looks better almost.
I know. She looks natural. She looks stunning. As I'm watching her, it just looks like effortless. She's just, I don't know. I'm loving Luann.
Can we talk about the room situation?
Yes.
I can't remember. How did they pick who got what room? They picked numbers or something?
They picked numbers. But you know, first, Kristen asked the women how it feels to all be back.
They rolled dice.
They rolled dice.
Dice and then the number.
But then it didn't work out anyway, because then there, once they realized they had to share rooms.
One person had to share a room, right?
One person had to share a room.
Dorinda, oh no, I don't share rooms.
I don't share rooms. But then Dorinda went into like the madhouse of like, all doors. I couldn't have handled that either. All the white doors trying to figure out where to go. It does look like when you go to those like experiences with your kids that are like these play places and you go in and it's just like
a fun house. Yeah. Now, exactly. Now, Kelly, do you think she's the same person she on Legacy as she was when you watched Scary Island?
I don't think
she's evolved at all. Although she is saying she's selling $100 million houses.
Well, I'm not going to listen. I'm never going to poo-poo on somebody else's success, but it's an easy search on the World Wide Web to see what the last house she sold was and the amount. Just like when I, before I went and did the extra thing, I Googled all the Selling Sunset gals to see like how active they are in the market, because I wanted to actually, because I don't watch that show and I was curious, because I know on Million Dollar Listing, those, that show's like really legit in the way that it does sell.
Yeah.
They all sell homes. But I was like, But you guys do your own research and then let me know what you think.
I don't have access to New York MLS, or I would look.
Oh, you don't have access?
Mm-mm. You have to be a member of that board.
Okay. Well, you guys, someone on that board, go ahead and give it a little look-see. But Kristen asked, Let us know. Kristen asked the women how it feels to all be back together. Ramona says that they have been together except for Sonia. She says, when you stop filming with us, you dump us. Ramona says Sonia never answers calls or texts. Do you have a similar person from your cast that stops communicating once filming ends?
Well, I think that there is definitely people on the cast that you're not as close with and you don't really communicate with them. Right now, I'm pretty strong with most of the people on the cast. But like, for instance, like Gina and I, you know, she's a mom of six very small kids. So she's very busy. So you very rarely see her out with any cast members, or, you know, she's just busy.
And being in different stages of your life also affects
that. Is a big thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I throughout the how many years I've been on the show, there's definitely been people that when we stop filming, you just don't really talk to them that much.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon.
And also you can kind of tell that Sonia is a little bit like Sonia. It's like mid conversation. She's like, I've got a cameo to film, which, by the way, all of this cameo talk on this show has made, Cameo has been reaching out to me a million times throughout the years. Like, listen, $20,000 a month is nothing to sneeze at. Like,
well, I'm not making $20,000 a month.
Well, how much are you making?
I don't, it all, it's
how much
different.
Do you charge? Depends. Because this was also a topic.
$200.
Oh, well, they said if you charge $99, not Cameo,
then you're busy all day long doing cameos.
Right. But what, here's the thing. Well, did you also know they added a filter to Cameo? Because I didn't until I saw that on the show.
It's not really a filter.
It's not like it's not subtle.
It's not like subtle. It's just kind of blurry.
Oh.
It's one of those blurry filters. It's like no different than Zoom filter.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Like it just,
I don't even know how to do that.
I mean, it's better. And I, you know, each of us have like a rep from Cameo that we can talk to and communicate with. And I had told her last year, I said, you know what the problem is like, you know, if we're not filming, most of us look like dog shit, you know, and
like the way we show up to the pod.
Yes. And to do a cameo for somebody and the camera's as close to your face, it's like, oh God, I got to put makeup on. I got to do this.
And then they post it.
People post it. And it's like, if you just have like a subtle filter, it'd be nice. And there, she told me, she was, we're working on it. So they got one. It's not great, but it's not whatever. It is what it is.
Either way, I'm considering it.
$99 forever.
Then you got hired back and you upped to $200 just to really.
No, I just recently upped it because you go and look at other, you know, other housewives.
What are the fired housewives normally go for? Like what should I put my price range?
$50.
Off camera. I'm not doing it for $50.
Okay, $30.
Oh my God. Okay.
But I love Sonia's. Her honesty. She's like, I missed the 23 episodes in the paycheck.
I do like that there's a lot of breaking the fourth wall, but Ramona's attempts to try to be kind and nice to the women and the staff was painful. And I'm grateful that it only lasted 1.5 seconds because it felt like complete bullshit.
Wait, who brought all the gifts? Was it Kelly?
Kelly!
Brought all the gifts and put them all over. Did we ever figure out if they were sponsored gifts or just gifts? Like,
I think
just to be nice.
I think they were just what I'm gathering is it was like a group of her favorite things. I don't know. I don't know who Kelly.
Well, that was really nice. I brought gifts, but I didn't do it on. Did I do it on camera? I can't remember. I gave little bags of my CBD product.
Well, that
and I gave a little. Then I gave a little hangover rescue kit.
Yeah, but that's different. That's your product. If here's the thing, Or right. Here, I'm okay with either of these two options. One, Kelly's just trying to be nice and wants to give everybody a care package. Some people do that. I'm not that type. Like, I have a friend that every time I go stay at her house, I go into the bathroom and there is like a full care kit, like self-care things. None of it she's getting paid to do for me. Like, that's just...
She's just nice.
She's just like a nice host. But also, is Kelly hosting this trip? I'm here to tell you, I wouldn't bring shit.
Well, I did just to be nice, and it cracked me up. I love you, Dorinda, but you complained about shipping Kelly's big gift of products when she did the same thing. When we got to our room, we had a big, giant basket, and it was filled with her book and her bourbon and cupcakes and pajamas, like a big giant basket, skincare, all kinds of stuff. We had to get boxes and put it in a big box and ship it home. So she's complaining about the very same thing we did on Ultimate Girls Trip too.
Well, I also just need to say one thing in regards to all of this pause conversation. I love Dorinda, but somebody needs to tell her that VCR no longer exists. It's eaten the tape. The button is
why?
Broken.
What did she say?
Because there isn't pause anymore.
Oh, pause on the VCR. I get
there
it.
Is no pause. Like, what do you mean pause? If you're watching something on Peacock, you stop. There's no pause.
And pause.
There's no pause.
I think what it was is like Andy told her that. And I think it's one of those things where, you know, when someone's trying to calm you down and try to make the blow less than what it is, and like, you know what, you know, maybe in the future, Teddy, you know, you're going to come back. You know, I just know you're going to come back. And then when he said the word pause, she kind of just really held on to that.
But then I felt like she tried to make everybody else feel a little bit like dog crap because of their circumstance within the show.
You were fired.
You were fired and blah, 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 and you have nothing. And yeah, I don't know. But then Kelly tells Dorinda that people told her to be careful with Dorinda because she will be mean to you. Dorinda questions who the people are and says it's almost flattering to have that much power. Why do we even think Kelly mentioned this portion to Dorinda? And who's
well,
Kelly?
Well, because Dorinda has a way of going off. Like she, like they, you know, they did a little flashback of me on the show, that lovely scene where she started yelling at me about eating something in my room when she had full-blown cupcakes in our room.
Right.
and just kind of went for it. Now, I don't know if that was for TV purposes or what, because it just, to me, I'm like, this does not make any sense. You put cupcakes in our room and we're not allowed to eat?
Yeah, it's just maybe way of, you know, getting that power. But the Dorinda says Kelly's divorce has made a huge difference on the show. Kelly says the last time she was on TV, she was in a really bad place. Kelly tells Dorinda about her insecurities. And then Dorinda's like, I really appreciate your vulnerability and I already feel closer to you. I'm sorry, this entire scene felt inauthentic to me. Next question. Who do you think boned the pirate? Do you think both of them bone the pirate or just Sonia? Because Luann tells the women about the pirate. She said she invited him back to the house and everyone found out. But I don't know. I would bet good money that the pirate plundered more than one housewife.
Well, if we go back to Crappy Lake, Sonia's the one that got boned.
And when they did do the flashback about the sharing semen comment, Luann didn't actually say that. She just kind of was like, it's like when you and I talk about sex.
I mean, of course she slept with a pirate. Who is she fooling? It's like, just own it. I think they both did. But who cares?
Listen, the pirate was kind of hot. The pirate was hotter than the dudes that were brought in this time. That honestly were children, it looked like.
How many guys have Sonia and Luann slept with? Same guy.
I don't know.
I mean, they're single women. They can do whatever they want.
They can do whatever they want. But who do we think, if you had to pick between Sonia and Luann, who would do you think you'd have more fun with?
Sonia or Luann? I'm going to say Sonia because she's kind of wild. Luann's a little bit more reserved. But I think I would have fun with both of them. But Sonia would take it to the next level.
Yeah, Sonia. I feel like Sonia would get me into a lot of trouble. But her flirting kills
both of
me.
Us.
It kills me. It is so over the top.
But she's just so blunt and in their face. And then Luann's like, hi, darling.
Luann is like,
would you like me to make you some eggs?
But
they're like, they're scrambled eggs. Get over it.
Oh my gosh. And then Kristen is still confused why Dorinda is so mad about the semantics of pause/fired. And Kelly says Kristen has been watching all the past episodes and knows everything about their seasons like a fan.
Okay, I didn't really like that just because she's knowledgeable about watching the show. She hasn't been on them for years, so maybe she is a fan. That's great. She loves Bravo. She loved their show, so she should be happy about it instead of...
And it's not like Kelly... I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but how many seasons was Kelly on? It would be like...
Not that many.
It's not like she's on 13 years and she's in a place to be like, oh, I am...
But my question would have been to her, well, what's wrong with watching Bravo?
Yeah, and also...
And also, if you've been on the show for 8 years, wouldn't you want to do your own research?
Yeah. Well, I don't fault Kristen for watching. Kelly was on 3 seasons and I think Kristen was on 2, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. But they haven't been on in like 8 years or something like that. So if you haven't been on in 8 years, like, wouldn't you want to do some research as well?
Yeah.
Like,
prior
make sure
to
you're
going
caught up on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Know what you're walking into.
It's called being smart.
Listen, it's being smart. I did not do any research prior to going into Beverly Hills and I probably should have.
Yeah, but I kind of feel like Kelly's just trying to pick a fight to be relevant at this point.
But I do have to give a shout out to my soul sister, Kristen Couric, because she put in the work for this. She dug up all the delicious crumbs and I'm loving her for it.
She did. And I think that Kelly's just pissed off because she didn't have any information.
I think that Kelly's so pissed off because even if she had all the information, she couldn't convey it properly.
Yeah.
But either way, we are on to episode 2 already.
We are.
But episode 1 was a lot of them yelling over each other, trying to insert dominance on who's like has the biggest penis. Dorinda says that Sonia called her up looking for a place to stay and offered her the spare bedroom in her apartment. Dorinda came back and Sonia's staff said she couldn't come in because she was sleeping in her room. So Dorinda stayed on the couch. Then Sonia says Bethany is her good friend. And Luann questions it. Sonia responds saying she talks to Bethany more than Luann. This completely triggers Luann.
Well, that shocked me.
Well, the women say how hurtful it is that their conversation about Sonia communicating with them as friends. And then the fact that now she's saying she talks to Bethany the most.
I don't see Bethany texting Sonia unless Bethany wants tea or dirt or needs something. I think she kind of knows that Sonia has a big mouth.
I know that we're backtracking, but we do need to discuss this quote because I don't 100% understand it. The quote is,
neither did I.
Eagles don't fly with pigeons, okay? So get your breadcrumbs and talk to you tomorrow. What does that mean?
Well, I think you lost me with the breadcrumbs, Dorinda.
Well, no, the breadcrumbs I get, like they...
No, I don't get that part.
Oh, she's saying that pigeons are less important than eagles?
Clearly they are. Pigeons are like the shit of birds.
Right, but Kristen's the pigeon and she's the eagle in this scenario?
Yeah, I think that's what she's trying to say.
But could she just say it? Like, my shit don't stink and yours does, Kristen. Like, let's make it easier comparisons for me. But then Sonia gets emotional as this conversation happens. And she says she chooses her private time with her true friends. And Luann says she set her off and this made her feel like shit. And then Luann does a quote about wanting them to open all the gifts. Oh, no. My eggs à la française are getting cold.
Oh, what?
And truly, somebody says something funny about like...
But you realize she's been talking about these eggs for 10 years.
When Sonia goes, my mom makes these eggs every year and she's never been to France. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
But what I do know is that Bethany's ego grew 3 sizes by this episode by being mentioned. She's like the Grinch. It's like...
I find it hard to believe that they communicate, but whatever.
I bet they do text. Then Sonia
Sonia.
I'm never going to be able to get this right. So everybody listening, just let me say it wrong. Sonia also didn't know how to say Juliet's name, which is not Juliet, which she thought it was Juliet Vegetables, but it's actually Juliet.
Well, they clearly all know that Ramona doesn't get anybody's name right. And I think we can take that back to you when we had Ramona on the podcast.
Yeah. Had zero idea what my name was. Couldn't learn it throughout. But Sonia then says, she asked Kelly what triggered her at Scary Island between her and Bethany. Kelly says Bethany went after her so she could be a victim and call her crazy. She said Bethany wanted to take her down as a socialite. I didn't watch that entire season, but I never got this like big perception of like Kelly being this huge. So
I did watch it and I don't remember that as well.
I mean, I really, do you think the ladies are trying to get Kelly to admit something that she hasn't about Scary Island that we don't know?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember. I remember her freak out in Scary Island, and I remember Bethany yelling at her. But quite honestly, it was so long ago, I don't remember. I wish they would have shown a little more of a flashback.
Well, I recently watched it, and I still don't fully know. But I do know that we've all seen Bethany's TJ Maxx TikToks, and that's some real scary shit, too. So
yeah, but if I'm not mistaken, I do remember Kelly going after Bethany first at Scary Island.
Yeah, well, she said something along the lines like, you're not a real chef or something they were both.
And then, oh, do you remember the feud with them? I'm up here, you're down here. Okay, so I'll tell you. So Kelly sat down with Bethany in New York, you know, when they were filming the show. And Kelly's like, I'm up here, you're down there. Like she was so much better than her. Which, I mean, Kelly's really never taken ownership of her part in Scary Island ever, I don't think. She's always blamed the girls, blamed production.
Yeah.
Made her go on the trip.
To me, there's a hard time connecting. But then Luann asks about Ramona's dating life. Ramona says she has whatever she wants and teases she may have a boyfriend. She says she wants to protect it from being distorted in the public eye. And then Luann says another good quote. When she talks about Ramona's story about the man who asked for her wallet to put gas in the car, and Luann goes, I would have asked him to buy me a pack of cigarettes and taken off.
She has a way with words. I'm actually happy that Ramona found a man who wants nothing to do with show business.
Well, that's good for him because he will have nothing to do with show business because according to our sources, invited herself to that premiere.
Okay. So there's been, yes. I heard that. I read it, but I'm not going to lie. I heard it first, but I didn't want to repeat it.
Well, now it's already out there. It's out there now. And
I think she did give them a warning that she was going to show up, even though she wasn't invited.
But the part that I was actually curious about was all of the women were willing to take a photo with her. So if you...
Well, yeah. I mean, it's... They've known her for years. She screwed up bad.
But, but Bravo also... She was included in the video from being there. Yeah. So even if she did invite herself, she was still shown at that premiere party. But then they play a game at dinner, which we all know how freaking games go. And Dorinda's question is, who has changed the most? Dorinda says Kristen. And then Sonia interjects and says Kristen's husband was on Dolly Madison. And it's a hookup site for married men, which is actually called Ashley Madison.
Yeah. I know that Kristen was super worried about this being resurfaced going on to this show. And I would, too, because it's like, they're going to go after my marriage. That was a big thing that happened. She denies it. She said that he did not hook up with anybody.
But listen. And I'm not saying that Kristen's husband cheated on her. I don't want to imply that. I do not know. But there are plenty of places you can be social with other human beings on social media platforms. I don't know, Twitter, Instagram, that aren't sites designated to cheating on your wife or husband, you know?
Well, this website is for married men looking for affairs.
But this is the other crazy thing. I started researching on Ashley Madison, and apparently all of these men that thought they were talking to women were actually talking to robots. I don't know if this is true, but that's the alleged rumor.
Well, the good thing is that 8 years later, they are still married. I mean, Kristen, as far as changing, I think she changed for better. She is definitely more outspoken than she was on the show way back when.
I just wish, I mean, we end up getting into this into the third episode when she actually opens up about all the therapy and the things that she's done to help fix the fracture in her marriage. But she, in this first conversation, I don't know if it just wasn't shown. It looks like she just tries to dodge the entire thing, which is why I think the women were like, yeah, we can keep going with this. I think if she would have originally said like, yeah, we went through really hard stuff. I don't want to talk about it. It broke my heart, but we've been in therapy and we decided to move through it. I think at that point, there's nothing, you can't push back against that.
Yeah, there's nothing else to say. Was it this episode or last episode or the episode to come where somebody said, you're not Andy Cohen?
Oh.
And she goes, then in her interview, she goes, Kristen from Calabasas would like to know.
I know.
I'm like, oh my God, that was good.
Or when she's like, Andy. Oh, Andy's coming? He's going to be here. Oh, it was Kelly.
It might be in episode 3. Yeah. I cracked up at that.
But then at the end of episode 2, Ramona, this is so hilarious to me, that Ramona's male friends arrive. And Luann says, as cute as they are, it feels like they are in a room with my son's friends. And
they were all young. That was,
well, we find out the next episode, they work at the restaurant. Ramona doesn't know them. It's not like in the first girls trip when the guy that Ramona had a crush on and his friends came over. Like, these were just like dudes that lived in the Bahamas that were like, all right, I'll be on television for a couple minutes. I feel like production must have gone to every restaurant in a 15-mile radius and been like, here's a $50 Amazon gift card if you show up and party with these ladies. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back to talk about episode 3.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Okay, we are back to episode 3, where we are back to talking about what happened with Kristen's husband and the alleged cheating on Ashley Madison. He admitted to being a member of the website and shared 33 private pictures and had discreet experiences with women. Kristen says it's not...
Still cheating. Yeah. Still cheating. Sorry.
Yeah.
Why are you even looking at that website? Why are you a member at that website? It's a website about cheating.
Yeah. I mean, you don't go to that website. It would be like if you guys found my picture on Tinder or Raya, and I was like, oh, I was just trying to make friends.
I was just looking at pictures.
Because I wanted to make friends with some rich men. No. If I'm on Raya, it's because I am looking for something additional. But this even adds another dynamic, because Ashley Madison is made for married people. Kristen says that it's not worth it to explain to anyone because she knows her truth. She doesn't want, clearly she has young children. She doesn't want to talk about it, but just she does. I feel like one of them describes the situation better than she does. Maybe it was even Ramona. Ramona was like, guys, clearly she's happy now. They went through a rough patch. They did work.
It was Ramona.
And I'm like, this is the first time I've actually understood what the hell Ramona's talking about. And I was like, oh, nice, Ramona.
But do you know what the website's slogan is?
What?
Life is short. Have an affair. Life is short. Have an affair. Like, really?
But then Sonia goes, because I do have an international fashion lifestyle brand. And Ramona goes, if you say so. I can't. They were making me laugh. But I do appreciate the digging about the Ashley Madison stuff. But I also need these women to ask Kristen about her season 6 tagline, which was, I may not be the sharpest tool in the shed, but I'm pretty. Could you?
That was her tagline?
That was her tagline.
I do not even remember that. That's a pretty memorable one. That's kind of like, I'm the hottest housewife in Orange County.
Was that yours?
Yes.
So, oh.
Twice.
No.
Twice. Yes.
Please read them out to me the way you said it.
I'm the hottest housewife in Orange County. And the second one was, I'm still the hottest housewife in Orange County.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Camera, I'm going to use a new word that the young people
iconic.
Say.
Iconic?
No, it's very cringe.
No shit. I know it's cringe. The first time was a total joke. It was joking. We didn't go in and record taglines in a studio like we do now. We were just in, I was just at home and I said it and they used it.
Listen, I'm here to tell you this. If you don't bring something about being the hottest housewife into this upcoming season's tagline, I'm going to be upset.
I'm going to say I'm the hottest grandma in Orange County. How about that?
You ain't going to find a hotter grandma in Orange County.
Not going to find a hotter grandma around here.
In Orange County, we only have the hottest of grandmas, and I'm one of them.
And yeah, there you go. That was good.
You can write it down. You can use it. I won't take the credit. Then Dorinda asked the woman who they would want to join them and who they think does not belong. Luann says Tinsley, she wished Tinsley would have been there. And then they flash to when like Luann and Tinsley have their fight and Tinsley's like all drunk. And she's like, what do you have to say, Luann?
So the actual options are Bethany, Jill, Alex, Carol, Heather, Tinsley, and Leah.
Well, of course.
Who do you think should have been there?
Of course, Tinsley. Who else? I guess.
I would.
I don't know. I don't know that Carol is.
I don't think Carol would do it.
No, I don't think. I'm done with.
I mean, also there was. Wait, did I say Alex?
You said
no,
Alex.
I said, yeah, I did. But it's been so long since Alex has filmed. I would have liked to seen her on Girls Trip, but it doesn't sound like it's going to air.
Oh my gosh. Well, I think the girls were also scared that if they said Jill's name three times, she would just show up.
Appear. Like she's like a genie in a bottle. It was reported that Tinsley turned down the Legacy show.
I'm sure she probably did.
She also dropped out of the Thailand Girls Trip.
Yeah,
she
because
was
she
slotted to do it.
She's with she's her in new love. Guy, and she's now she's got, married. Yeah, and like
I think she's just stepmommy and all that. I think she's got everything she wanted, and TV just wasn't for her.
Well, I think she's done with it. Well, then we get back to fighting about the freaking Rangers tickets again. Kristen says they need a translator for Kelly, and Kristen stands up and says it's not about the Rangers. And then Kelly tells her she's a host. Quit being the host. I do feel like they're purposely trying to make Kelly look crazy. Like, she clearly means Luann uses her for connections.
Didn't Kelly say Kristen was trying to be the host?
Yeah. Kelly said Kristen was trying to be the host. But they're all kind of going to Kelly like, you know. But I actually don't love it when somebody offers up things they can't deliver on. Because I'm one of those people that if I say I'm half the time, I'm not going to say I'm going to do something. But if I say I'm going to do it, it's probably done within 3 minutes of the conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, I just don't understand that mentality of giving false promises. I think it's shitty. So
it is shitty.
Like, I'd rather not be. I don't need to be invited to things. But if you're going to invite me to something, or if you're going to promise you're going to do this, or if I say, oh, I can get you tickets to this, or I can, you know, I want to set you up, or I want to do whatever, it's because I have somebody in mind or there's a plan. It's not just me making small talk. But I think that's what Kelly does in order to try to build friendships, is by offering things she can't deliver on. And even her daughter said that on the phone call.
Well, what's not shitty is Dorinda doing her homework and watching Scary Island from her room.
Dorinda watching Real Housewives of New York while being filmed on Legacy is beyond breaking the fourth wall. Like, I was like,
I know.
This is our fifth.
That's like the fifth wall.
Yeah, this is the fifth dimension. It's our inception. Like, it was so good. And then referencing it later.
I know. It was good. It was great. It was smart. Dorinda's a smart woman.
Yeah, she's smart. Then we're still back into this is Andy's job. Where's Andy?
Do you think it was really her first time ever watching Scary Island, though, Dorinda?
Yeah, probably.
You do? I don't know. Yeah. I feel like she probably would have watched it before.
I feel like Dorinda probably is one of the types that watches herself over and over again, but I don't know that...
I can't stand to watch myself. Now I know why everybody bitches.
I mean, when she says that Kristen is acting like a producer.
I know. No, Kristen is doing her job by saying her opinion and asking questions.
I think Kristen is playing the voice of the audience to keep.
Yeah, but why do you think Kelly is so bugged by Kristen?
Because I think that.
She came in knowledgeable.
I think she came in knowledgeable, and what she's saying, you know, kind of resonates. She knows that she came in with doing her homework, and I feel like maybe there's like a little bit of like, not jealousy is a hard word, but I think there's a little bit of like.
But it's so weird. It's like they don't run in the same circles. You know, Kristen lives in Calabasas. She's in New York. Like, I don't know. Maybe they had some back history. Did they ever work together?
I don't know. But Kristen, I mean, I think Kristen is like, she is giving us what we want because she's asking.
But Kristen is harmless. She is so sweet and kind.
She is sweet and kind, but she is stirring it. You have to admit that. She is stirring it in a good way. Like, I want her to stir it. Someone needs to be stirring it. And the only way that other women are stirring it is by, you know, flexing their muscles and showing how amazing they are. So I appreciate Kristen on the show. I wish I'm going to go back and watch her on New York. But then they go down, they sit down for dinner and go around the table asking questions. Ramona asks what they think the biggest misconception about them is.
What do you think your biggest misconception is from being on TV?
From being on TV? I think the biggest misconception is, shit, I don't know. I think I do take.
Well, I know mine are.
What are yours?
That my kids don't speak to me. People think because my kids did not air on the, you know, we didn't film with them, that they don't speak to me. Then I'm a bad friend, which I'm not. I'm the total opposite. And I'm a big drinker, which I'm not. So those are usually my misconceptions.
I think mine probably are that I'm not fun. And I know, yeah. I know
you are fun.
I think people listening to this are like, the ones that don't like me are like, well, you aren't fun. You're boring. You're this, whatever. But like, I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but people like hanging out. My friends, we have the best time.
Yes.
And if we're at a party or if I actually show up and I want to do something, I'm going to have fun doing it. Like, Tam, have we ever hung out and you've been like, oh, shit.
God, that really Teddy's
stick
boring.
In the mud. She would.
God, she's boring. No.
Like.
Not at all.
So I think.
Nope.
I think that's probably mine. Yeah. On my day-to-day life, sitting in my, like, yeah, I'm happy to live a very simple life in certain ways. But if I'm going to go do something, I'm going to have fun doing it. And I'm going to cause shit.
That's right.
But Ramona's is my favorite. She says people don't realize how nurturing and how much of a caregiver she actually is.
She actually is. She is a caring person. I will tell you that. I think that there's no misconception on her mouth, though.
Well, as somebody who has been unnurtured by Ramona, I may have to disagree with you on this one. She's never been super nurturing. She doesn't seem nurturing
to her friends. You're not her friend.
Right. So that's my point. If you're only kind to people that that are on your level.
Yeah.
Probably not super kind.
I didn't understand Kelly's though. Kelly's people think she has a lot of money, but in reality, she is self-made. What does that make a difference?
And she had to go to college and she had to do that. I mean, I really didn't understand this conversation.
I didn't understand it. I never thought Kelly had a lot of money. I don't know where that came from. And their husband gave her nothing. My ex-husband gave me nothing. And she raised two girls on her own. I didn't know that. That's something I didn't remember from her being on the show, that she had two girls.
Oh, I knew that because one of them rides horses and she told me at BravoCon. But I never thought like, oh, wow, Kelly is, I mean, from what I watched, I was never like blown away by her overwhelming wealth.
Yeah. But did you catch when Kelly was getting ready to say what people think about her? Sonia interrupts and says, crazy.
Sonia, I'm like, Sonia can't even deal with this conversation. Unhinged. She has to go get up and flirt with the guy from the night before who happens to be their waiter.
How many times do we have to see Sonia's vagina? The blur of her vagina.
Well, Kristen said she has a pretty kitty. Now I'm curious. Do you think...
Stop blurring it, Brava. Let's see.
Let's go for it.
I want to see how pretty that kitty is.
Do you think if I asked Sonia for a cameo showing us her pretty little kitty, she'd oblige?
I hope not, but who knows with her?
Well, is it worth the $199?
She's cheaper than that, I think.
She $125? How much is Sonia? And how much is Tam? And how much is Luann? And how much is Ramona? I want everybody's prices before I decide what mine's going to be.
Okay.
Maybe I'll just start paying people to let me send them cameos. Sonia's kept at 99. She didn't go up in price. She wanted to stay consistent. That 99 seems a lot better than 100.
That's a full-time job.
That's a lot. Okay. Then we get back to Sonia telling Kristen that she wants to feel comfortable talking to them about what happened with her husband. Kristen said he never cheated on her. The women question why Kristen never looked up the transaction, and Kristen says her own truth. I am sure Kristen looked all of this up. There's no way. If she's doing her research to come on this show, she for sure.
I would be Googling and finding out if I can find any information on my husband was on that website.
Not just Googling. If I found out and I was going to reconcile with my husband and we were going through therapy, I would have been like this. Hand me your
phone.
Tell
it all. Yeah.
Open the app and I would have looked through that. That would have been my first non-negotiable. I would have said,
I don't even think it was the app. Teddy, it was so long ago. I think it was a website.
Well, whatever it is, I would have been like, I need the login information and I am going to make that decision myself on how much damage you did on this site. And then I can properly make the decision on if I'm going to stay or going to go. And I'm not shaming her on if it was those 33 transactions or not, if he cheated, if he didn't cheat. you can forgive for whatever it is that you want. If you're happy, if the person makes you happier than they make you sad, it's all on you. Like, yeah, you do what's best for you. But I would have not been able to let it go. Like, you could tell me about your sister's friend's cousin's brother who cheated, and I would have looked it up too.
But I do feel bad for her because it seems like her marriage is in a good place.
How do we know? Everybody's marriage seems like a good place in 30 seconds of television.
She addressed it already. Now it's time to move on.
Oh, I got the other pricing. Sonia, 99. Luann, 135. For Mona, 125. Then Dorinda says Kelly is acting nutty in a scary island part two. Kelly tells Dorinda to have another Cosmo. Ooh.
Cosmo. Have another drink.
Do you think that at this point, Kelly's dig back at Dorinda was warranted?
I mean, for the show, yeah.
Well, I mean, I think if Dorinda wants to use Kelly's old antics to throw in her face,
yeah, I
know. Kelly can throw them back.
It's all fair in love and war, right? Do you think that Kelly watches herself back and thinks she looks completely insane?
I mean, I watch myself. I listen to myself on this pod and think I'm somewhat insane. So if I had one of those moments, I'm sure I would.
What an asshole.
I also
What's so special about the Rangers, is that what it's called? Why are they fighting about it all episode? Like, why?
Because they just are trying to say that Kelly is full of shit. I think that's all. Yeah. I think that's the main point. Kelly's full of shit. She promises things that she doesn't deliver on. But
well, after these three episodes, are you enjoying the legacy more than the reboot?
It's so different. These women have like true relationships with one another, so they can just dig in a different way. I can say episode one of Legacy, I was like, my life, I don't want to watch this. It's just women yelling over each other. This doesn't even feel fun at all. But then once we got to two and three, I seriously, there was moments where I was audibly laughing by myself.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, we're good.
I think, you know, there's so much history there, and that's why people would like to watch. I think it's really hard to compare the two different shows, because even the Legacy, you can't even compare the new reboot to the old New York show, because they're just so different.
It's so different. And I think
so different.
And I think the
I like them both.
I think reboot will get better as the women start to get to know each other more. I really think they all were pretty much strangers. Mm-hmm. Coming together and forming this relationship. Yeah. And I just don't think it's enough time for that to count. I mean, even look at how Salt Lake City has like metamorphosed into what it is now. And that's because the relationships have continued to build. And I think the same will be with Dubai and all of them. I mean, Miami started out.
God,
so
we're
good.
Waiting forever for Dubai, aren't we?
I know. What is the holdup?
Well, it's Dubai. They have to have control over even their taglines.
Oh, also, before we wrap, you guys, we need to remind you, our live show is January 25th in San Francisco. We've already sold a good amount of tickets, so we want to make sure that you get yours.
It's a very big venue, and we want to see it completely filled up. So you guys, please come see us. There's going to be some surprises.
We have some surprise guests. You go to Ticketmaster.com. Come January 25th to San Fran. It's an easy place to get to.
Is our VIP sold out completely? Those ones usually sell.
Those went out pretty quick, but we still have a couple left. You can do an add-in on Ticketmaster for the VIP, which includes a meet and greet, drink with us.
But
swag.
It's also a really great Christmas present too.
Oh, that is true. If you have a friend that is a big housewife listener, you can get it. Can actually be a gift for the both of you. Like, you're like, I got us tickets to see the twats. See what I did there?
There you go.
And then you get to have a little trip. And it's not on a weekend, so you can maybe just take Friday off of work. You come in on a Thursday, and then you'll
come
be home to
us.
Take care of the kids on the weekend. It's, you know what? It's a win-win for everyone. So go to Ticketmaster.com. We hope to see you on January 25th.
Yeah, and I want to also give a little love to Cynthia Bailey, who just lost her father before Christmas. So sad.
We love you, Cynthia, so much.
Big hug, Cynthia.
We love you. Like, Cynthia truly is one of those, like, one of the kindest people.
Sweetest. Never has a bad word to say.
Yeah, sweet and
I mean,
kind.
It's always hard losing anybody, but especially right before the holidays is just extra hard. And our hearts go out to you.
And we love
and your family. Love you.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.